Okay, Tzadi Aleph and Aleph. Begumoria Tanra Bonin, a few lines from the top. Tanra Bonin, Hachoysim Esapar Vidoshba Loikum Mishalim. So, how are we getting it? We'll learn the Gemara, and then we'll go a little general, and then we'll come back to Gemara. So, a person was Chaysim Esapara, which is an Aveira, Lysachsim Shon Bedishoi, and the Paro was not able to eat. And the Baal, you were soicher to behema, and the poor was not able to eat, so now you have to pay for the hefset of mezainis. Chayza parva doshba loike umishalim. So how much you pay? Dalek carbon lapara, vegimel parm lachamor, Rashi says, kach shiure chachomim achilosoi. This is what, had you not done the aveira, this was what he would have eaten. And now you muzzled him, you chaysim him, he wasn't able to eat. So you get malchus, because you're oivin lav of leisach and shor b'dishoy, and you have to pay for the hefsid to the balapara. In fact, the Gemara, v'ha ein leikum meis, v'ein leikum mishalim. There's a halacha of kimle b'derabimineh. Kimle b'derabimineh means that if you do two averus at the same time, and you have an Einish Misa and an Einish Momin, or an Einish Malkus and an Einish Momin, you can't be Chayiv too. Kedei Rishasai, Mishum Risha Achaz Atom Echayvai, V'yat Atom Echayv Mishum Shtei Rishuyah. So the Gemara asks, at the time when you muzzled him, that was your Aveira of Malkus. And your muzzle was also Mechayv Yutashlumen. So if your muzzle was a Mechayv Tashlumen, and your muzzle was Mechayv Yumalkus, you can't have two chiyuvim. In fact, the Gemara of Ain Leika Meis, Ain Leika Mishalim. So how can you get Chayisim Vipara, Leika, Umishalim Dal Kabin Lepara, Gimel Parm Lechamor? It's Kamarabane. You can't get two for the same thing. You did one thing, you're getting two Einshim. So you can't do that. So the Gemara gets three Terutzim. First Terutz is Amar Baya. Hamani Rab Meir, the Omer Leika Mishalim. Rab Meir's a Tana that holds you can't get Misa in Momin, but Malkus in Momin you could get. Davile Rab Meir Meseklis Malkus, Minaman Ishplain Ishachav Chaver Masayim Suz, Leika Mishalim im Nimsu Zaimim. So you get Malkus, Alts the Aveir of Eda Sheker, and you get Momin Alts Kasha Zomam, so he holds Leika Mishalim. So the whole Kodesh Kasha didn't start with him, because Rav Meir holds Leika Mishalim. Rava Omar, Esnan Asra Toyra V'afilu Ba'al Imai. Now this is very hard, we'll see this, the Machlekes had to learn this, but Rava Omar, Esnan Asra Toyra V'afilu Ba'al Imai. Now the halacha is that the Toyra asked for a korban and Esnan Zaina. Esnan Zaina means that you give a Zaina, like Yehuda gave Tamar a Seh, and that's called an Esnan. What you're really doing is, in Chosh and Mishpat, you're being Seichet Abiyah. I'm not saying if it's Mutar also, we're not speaking about that, but the Chefs of an Esnan is that it's a switch. You're paying for the Maisa Biyah with the Seh. And that Seh, because it's paid for the Maisa Biyah, that Seh is Osir to give for a Korban. There's two things that Osir gives a Korban. It's called a Mechir Kelev and a Neslan Zayna. Mechir Kelev means you make Khalifin on your shore to a Kelev, to a dog. So there's also Miyasach, and the Torah says you can't give your Seh for a Korban. That's called a Mechir Kelev. And Esnan Zoyna means that you can't give what you bought the beer with, you can't give that for a carbon, because that's also Dover Mius. So that's why it was an Esnan Osir. There's a Gemara over here. We'll start over. Is anyone else coming? Okay, let's just start over again. Tana Chaysim Sapar Velaj Dalinkum Sham.com, the Parvigim Pamla Chamor, Tzadi Aleph and Aleph. Frag the Gemara, Vein Leikum Meis, Vein Leikum Mishalim. Omer Baya, Homani Rab Meyuhi, the Omer Leikum Mishalim. So Gemara's kasha was, you're getting two averus for the same thing that you can't do. First teretz is Rameir holds you could. And Rava says, again, Esnan Asur Torah Vafil Balimai. So again, what an Esnan is that you're buying the Biya with this Esnan. And the Baal, the Kenyan Biya, the Schiva's Biya, is with this Esnan that the Torah Asurd for a Korban. But if you give a matana to a Zayna, that's not called an Esnan Zayna. So if she will give you the Biya for nothing, and then you send her a present of a sale later, that will not be an Esnan. So Rav says a Chiddush, that what happens if the Zayna is your mother? So if the Zayna is your mother, you're chayev skila when you boil that. So how could the Esnan become an Esnan? You have kimay rabimine. How could the Esnan become an Esnan? You have kimay rabimine, and if you're not chayev to give the Esnan, it's not an Esnan. So it should be matana balma.
It shouldn't be us.
It shouldn't be us, sir.
I'm going to give that Esnan. You're
But the Esnan Asa Taira.
It's not an Esnan because it's from the Rav.
Right, so that's what Rav is saying. Yeah. And Rav is asking the Kasha, and it's going to be a Teretz, and that Teretz will be the Teretz on Lake of Mishalem. So the Gemara is comparing Esnan Asatora, Fil Baal Imoy, to Leika Mishalim by Chaisim Pipara. What's the Shaychus? So, Rava Amma Esnan Asatora, Fil Baal Imoy. Now, this is a big Chiddush, because why is it an Esnan? The Kimle Rabbine should say you're potter to give it, and if you give it, Rashi says, Matana Balma. And still we say that Esnan Asatora, Fil Baal Imoy. So we'll get back to what the Chiddush is, and there's Machlokes Rashi and the other Rishonim, and that will be the Teretz on Esnan Asa Torah Fil Baal Imoy. That will be the Pchais and Bipar is like a Mishalim. Now we're leaving it at this point, we're not explaining it, but the Gemara is comparing, just like there's no Kimle Abine on Esnan Asa Torah, there's also no Kimle Abine on Chais and Bipar, which what Shaykhs does one have at the other. Then the third teretz is Omer of Papa Omer, Mishas Mishicha Chai B'Mizaynois U'Milki Loilaki At Shas Chasima. So if Papa doesn't hold his whole kasha because he holds it's not Kimri Abrine because it's not the same time. Because as soon as you took a Mishicha on the para, you're Chayiv to feed the para. And when you muzzle it, that's not Mechayiv you for the Mizaynois. In other words, the first, the Gemara's kasha was that you're chai for mezainis when you muzzle it. And if you're chai for mezainis when you muzzle it, that's ein leika mishalim. If Papa's answering, no, you're not chai mezainis for your muzzling it, you're chai mezainis for the Mashicha. So if you're chai mezainis for the Mashicha, it's not the same time because the moment comes before the Malkus. Okay, so that's the Tirutzim. Either you have a May or Lake of Mishalim, and you have Esnan Asa Torah Fil Baal Imoy, which we're not explaining at this point.
What muzzle are you rented?
Talking about you rented an animal, not your own animal. Talking about you rented an animal, and because you rented an animal, you have to feed it. So you rented an animal, you have to feed it. And Mamel Digmore asks, how could you be Chaleika Mishalim? You paid a balapara. That can't be because Chaleika Mishalim. Digmore gives three terutzim. Either a mayor Chaleika Mishalim or Esnan Asa Torah Fil Baal Imoy, which you're going to explain. And then if Papa says it's not the same time.
You fed the animal after you finish plowing. You still tie the tashlumin for what before you muzzle during?
Yeah, because that's the
Yeah, I think so. I think you are, but I know you. Okay, so
afterwards, like ending today. That's what we said. You include the Misham Dalakam, Fodim Kabbalah, that's after you finish plowing, you give the animals.
No, not after, during.
Is it during?
No, if you don't do a during.
Yeah, pay Tashlumin.
Then you pay cash.
You pay Tashlumin.
You pay
cash to the Baal.
Dalakam.
The amount of Dal Kavan.
What if you muzzled it and then you gave it to after you finished plowing?
That's like giving dog up.
Are you okay with the shulman then?
Yeah, yeah, you're chai, because you have to feed him b'shas mozel.
The bylaw is not missing anything. What am I being b'shalom
for the bylaw? What do you mean? Do you pay him? You say you want to give cash or give food? I gave the bar once. Now I'm coming back to the bylaw. Right. So you gave what the Tarzan could pay. You gave dal kam. What's the difference? No, it's a chiyuv. That's the more chiyuv.
The chiyuv is because I muzzled them, not because I didn't feed them.
If you muzzle the animal shas at work, you have a chiyuv to pay the bylaw and dal kam. So if you fed down dal kam, you shouldn't pay the bylaw. Same thing.
Right.
Okay, let's tidy out from off. We're only tidying them up. Okay, now I want to be a little general, and then we'll come back to the Gemara. Now you learned the last 7-8 blot after we learned, and you had two inyanim. You had an inyan that a poyol when he works, there's an iser not to let him eat. That's the inyan of el kel yechol etiten, and then you'll have the inyan of when a paro works for you. You also have to let it eat, and you can muzzle. That's the two inyanim you had over the last week. So I'm going to learn a few Rambams, and Grada, I think it's an Eitzah Toiva that after you learn a few blot of one inyan, you take a Rambam, and you go through the Rambam, and you'll see exactly, you'll get a Shtikl Chazara. There used to be, when I was a boy, they're still around, I don't think it's around anymore, they used to print riffs. I don't know if you ever saw it, you guys are young, but they used to print riffs alone. The riff was printed alone, and the reason riffs were printed alone because people used to chaz the gemaras with riff, because the riff was the halacha l'maisa, and people didn't have time to chaz all the agadata and all the shakla v'tarya. So there used to be riffs, and people used to chaz the riffs. It's much easier to chaz a riff than to chaz a seven blot. So that's what he used to do. I don't know if people could chaz a riffs anymore, but if you chaz a Rambams, you get a it's a good chazaris. So let me just learn a few Rambams, and then we'll talk about the inyan. Hapoyalim show you oysim bedavish gedulim in aretz. So the Rambam says, Hare al bal bayis mitzvah sheniach oysim lechol mimma shehen oysim boy. So mitzvah to let him eat. Shenema kisava bekerem eyecha, kisava bekamis eyecha, mepne hashmu lomdu, she'en hakosu medab ela besochir. It means you have a worker, and you mainly have to learn, give him to eat. Then the Rambam says, he goes weiter, and he says, all the times when you have to let him eat, gmar malocha, not gmar malocha. Then he says, That's a Gemara you had, Mishamayim Kazachi, or Mabalabayas, means that the Eibishter gave it to you, but he only gave it to you to eat, he didn't give it to you to hoard the money. So if you want to eat, you can eat, but if you can't save the money and give it to your wife, that you can't do. So that's, and if you don't let him eat, you're over love. Then the Rambam in the next parak says, "Habehema oicheles kol zman shu oisu begdulei karka kol aminei habehema melech b'shas melach aloike shenem leisach shem shor b'dishoy echad shor v'echad kol b'mei behema echad achaisem oisu b'shas melach v'echad oisem oisem mikoidem v'asu b'melach v'hi chasuma." You don't have to only do b'shas melach. You muzzle before and then you lead. That's mekol sacher behema. V'chosma v'doshba loika mishalim labaylim arba kabin lepara u'shloisha kabin lechamor shemishas meshicha nischai b'mezaynus v'enechai malkus ad shiyadush ba chasuma. That Rambam paskins like a papa. So even on your own behema you're over, but if you do someone else's behema, sacha behema v'chosma v'doshba kol loika mishalim arba kabin lepara I kimler abinei zot the Rambam like a papa shemishas meshicha nischai b'mezaynus v'enechai ad shiyadush ba chasuma. Okay, that's the Rambam. Now I just want to read the last Rambam. This is Negeya to Kederech Shemuzer Balabayis Shelo Yigzol Oni V'lo Yakvenu. Just like you who own, you're hiring someone, the Torah wants you, don't gazle him, he has a schus achila, don't take it away from him. Kacha Oni Muzer Shelo Yigzol Malacha Balabayis. It goes two ways. Someone's working for you, you got to make sure you don't steal from him. And someone who's the worker, he also shouldn't steal. V'yivatum mikan u'mikan ma'at u'moitzi kol ha'yoyim b'me'ira el'chayev l'daktik al atzman b'zman. You work for someone, you have to be on zman. Sharei hikpid ha'chomim al brachim v'viyah shel b'chus ha'mozlin shalei yivarech ha'yisod. Gemara says that poyalim are potter from atoy v'meitiv because you can't waste the guy, the balabos's wife. V'chein chayev la'avoid b'kol koichoy. You're mechuyev to work with some b'kol koichoy, not be lazy. Sharei, listen to this Rambam. Yaakov hatzadik omar to Lavan, ki b'kol koichi avati es avichem, lefikach notos char zois af bo'olam hazeh, shenemar vayifoy tzayish mo'oid mo'oid. The Rambam says the reason he was zeichet to a bracha was because he was working b'kol koichoy. When we meet the pasuk, we get upset. Why are you breaking b'kol koichoy for Lavan? Teretz says you're mechuyev to work b'kol koichoy. And that's what he got the bracha, lefikach notos char zois af bo'olam hazeh, shenemar vayifoy tzayish mo'oid mo'oid. So we have the, by a poil, you have to let him to eat, and by a behemo, you have to let him eat also. You have the two sugyas here. Now, I'm going to read a shtick Reb Chaim, and what he says is l'chayr muchach, and he says the chilek between the chiyav, the balabos, has to have to a poyol, and the chiyav, a balabos, has to have to a parah. So he says like this. Nir loymar afogav de choysim v'nechsam shavim b'dinayu mikom mokoyim harei chalukim b'ikir chiyuvim. There's a difference between the chiyuv you have to a poyol and the chiyuv you have to your the bala behema. Avogav de poyol ikir chiyuvim mikri dovishe b'momen v'schus. V'avogav de mishel shomayim hu oichol hainu de ein lo yischaivus ala bala bayis. But yesh lo rishus le'echol v'zeh havi din schus momin. The poyol, when the Torah says you can't stop the poyol from eating, that's a choshen mishpat, that's a schus momin that the poyol has. The Torah gives him a schus momin. It's not that I'm only an iser that you have to go let him eat. He has a schus moment to eat. Even though Gemara says mishamayim, that means you can't hoard it and you can't give it and save it. But whatever you have to eat, that's a schus moment you have in the field. Now, what's the raya? The raya is that.
So you can be
tevea? Yeah, you can be tevea. Yeah, that's a din. You'll see by a par, you can also be tevea, but it's a schus moment. The raya is that. Mahadim avur b'sanhedun daftun zayin, ayin rambam rashi, the ben noyach eitzel ben noyach oichel v'im neima deloy havi rak mitzvah balabayis im kema hechitesi yinig zeb b'nei noyach. A ben noyach also, when he works for ben noyach, the Gemara says at Ol Shaila there, if it's part of the chiyuvim of a ben noyach, the sheva mitzvah ben noyach. So fact of chaim, it's only mitzvah mehechites, not sheva mitzvahs. El avadai da havi din momoin. It's not a new mitzvah you have to let your poyol eat. It's a schus moment, and that's why you have by men noyach. It's b'chal mitzvah dinim v'gezel. Ochein b'shor hare loy havi hach loyksachsim rak iser lav v'loy din moment. How do you know that? Ukid chazinan de noyach gam b'behemtoy. If the iser like sachsim is an iser on your own behema, so you can't tell me it's a schus moment because your behema doesn't have a schus moment to you. The bal hapara could have a schus moment to have his par eating b'shas he's working, but your behema can't have a schus moment. Elamai, Reb Chaim says the like sachsim is a din iser. So din isa, you can't be muzzle your animal, but no one has a schus momen. Sharei chazina nohe gam behemtoy. Ubehemis atzma lishay din momen la behemish obayim. Oh, one second. That's what we're getting to. V'chein chazinan de ben noyach einu muzzle al chasimus behema. Ukid mavur beba mitzia daf tzadi. You learned this Gemara. Nachri hadosh beparosa shel Yisrael einu oive mishum bal tachsin. Why not? The parasa shel Yisrael has a schus from the nachri. The teretz is the nachri has no mitzvah, and vibal the nachri has no mitzvah, so there's no din loy sachsim because it's a mitzvah dikadin, and it's not a schus moment dikadin. So, l'chayr of Chaim's rise of Mordek Araya, that loisachsim is not a schus mamon, loisachsim is an iser because it's noyeg in your behema. And if you bald it's noyeg in your behema, so memeil, mashenken poyol is a schus mamon. Now, you're asking a good kasha, and that's the kasha they do ask Sai and Reb Chaim, Sai in the Gemara, because Reb Chaim's raya is a raya muchachas. Because how can you have this chus moment if there's an isser leisachsim on your own behemoth? Teretz says it's an isser. So if it's an isser, where does it come that you have to pay the chiyuv tashlum to the bailim? That's the problem. So the answer, l'chayra, is that once there's an isser on being muzzle an animal, sai your animal, sai someone's animal, so the upmach, and you have to let your animal eat, because it's an isser to muzzle your animal, the upmach between the soicher and the maskir is that when I give you my behema, I'm giving you a das to eat, because you have an isser to eat. Now, you have an issa to muzzle. Now, the issa to muzzle is not because you have a schus mamon, because the issa to muzzle is even on my behema, but once there's an issa to muzzle and I'm giving you my para to work, and the halacha is you can muzzle the animal, kum to chayz, when I give you my behema, I'm giving it to eat because you can't muzzle my animal. So the schirus is mechayev that you have to give it to food. What? And you're going to let him eat. Right. That's what we're going to get back to that.
You could be. Even though it's based on an issur.
Right. Even though it's based on an issur, that's exactly the point.
The point is, it wasn't caused by the chiyuv mamon, but it results in a chiyuv mamon.
Right. Now, interesting. What? What's the nafkamina?
Can you be tamei?
This is Rav Papa. Oh, so one second. We'll get to that. We'll get to Rav Papa in a second. Now, interesting. You know, the Lamdanim always want to know where the Rambam puts the halacha, right? Which means the Lamdanim. The Moshul, you guys just finished Ribbis, a whole parak of Ribbis, right? We won't go into the details of Ribbis, I don't have time for that. But we just finished Ribbis. The Lomdim, Clara Shaila, if Ribbis is an Isser in Choshen Mishpat, in other words, in Choshen Mishpat, when you take Ribbis, do you have to give it back because you have his money? Or is Ribbis an Isser Dikadin, that you weren't allowed to take the money, and that's why you have to give it back to the loiver? And they say, the Lomdim says, that in Shulchan Aruch, Ribbis is not in Chayshim Mishpat, it's in Yoredeya. It's like eating a behemoth, that's not Geshachten. In Rambam, it's in Malva V'loiver. Now, Chavsan Afkamin, I won't get into it now, what happens if you have a Sofik, if it's Ribbis? Do you have to give it back, Sofik Dereis L'chumra? Or do you say hamoitz michavel varaya, which the shach brings a machloikas achroinim, that if you take ribbis ktsutza and it's a suffik, let's say it's a suffik poiskim, do you have to give it back or not? So some say you don't have to give it back because hamoitz michavel varaya, because every moment is suffik moment lekula yat yirim muksuk, and others say that it is a suffik derais lechumra. Now the Rambam brings poyol in hilchos chiras, that makes a lot of sense. Because it's a schus momen of the schiris. The soich, when you hire someone, his schus momen is you have to let me eat. By para, as Reb Chaim says, para is your own iser. So what's it doing in hilchos schiris? It should be in hilchos tzar bali chayim. It shouldn't be in hilchos schiris. The teretz is that after the iser of the chasima, then the upmach between the soicher and the masker is that you have to let it eat because the Torah asked you from not letting eat, and about the Torah asked you from not letting eat, and in Mela, there's a schus mamon and also schiris. Now, this is the machloikis between my papa and the Stam Gemara asked the kasha like a mishalim. The Gemara, when the Gemara asks Leika Mishalim, which means that you can't, how do you pay your Chayiv Malkus Bishas the Chosim? Now, you were muzzled the animal at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and the animal sat outside in the heat, and then you were muzzled in and worked in at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Still the Gemara, and now that's what Papa says, there's no Kimler Abimineh, because you're Chayv and Mizoynus from Meshecha, and you're only Chayv the Lav from the Chasima. The Gemara, and the other Terutzim of the Gemara says are Meir, and we'll see Eslan Aso Torah, Afila Baal Imoy, that the Gemara held that you chayv the Malkus Bishas you muzzled, and you chayv the Momen Bishas you muzzled, because the Upmach is that you can't muzzle, and when you're muzzled, that's when you're doing the Gzela from the Maskir, you're not letting the animal eat, and that's only Chal with the Chasima. Rav Papa holds you mechuyev mezoinus, so once you mechuyev mezoinus, it's not the same time. The Gemara held, and that's we'll see the other two terutzim, that no, that chiyuv, which is the upmach between the masker and the zoicher, that chiyuv comes because you can't muzzle, and mimeila, when it works, I have a schus of an upmach to get food for my animal. And when you muzzled it, you took away the schus, because my whole schus is coming from the fact you can't muzzle it. And when you muzzled it, that's when you chayv malchus. But when you muzzled, you also chayv in the mominus, because the mominus was, don't muzzle and let my animal eat. And memela, when you did muzzle, the chiyuv comes bishas to chasima, and about the chiyuv comes bishas to chasima, so memela, in fact, the gemara, it's ain't like a mishalim.
So are you saying that the point through a papa is it did in the Mizoinus, but the Gemara holds it.
That's what it would seem. It would seem. Right. That's what it seems. It seems a machloikis in exactly what the chi of mezoinus is. Is the chi of mezoinus is because every time you say chapara, you chayv in the mezoinus, or is the chi of is comes from the isur chasima from the isur chasima comes the chi of mammon, and in matter of fact the Gemara ain't like a mishalim.
So again, so if you feed the animal like in Rabbi's case. You're moshed at 12. You don't do the work until 4. You feed him at 3. You feed the baby at 3. What chiyuv is there?
Because the Torah says that you're mechuyev to give mezoinus b'shas avoida, b'shas malacha.
Because even if I fed him and I take care of feeding him.
Who, a papa?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so a papa doesn't seem to hold like that. But papa seems to hold that it's takan emes achiyev mezoinus. And it has nothing to do with the Isser Chasima.
So if I feed him before, if I feed the behemoth before we start work, and then I muzzle him.
What matter?
Why not? I pop in my chiyuv mezoinus.
The schus of the bala para is that you're going to let the para eat when he's working. And now you're
trying to... Right, that's right. But everyone hold. Yeah, but the mechayev, the shal is when the mechayev is. Kimla Rabbanei is totally when the mechayev is. So a papa holds the mechayev is the meshicha. The Gemara holds the Mechayiv is the Chasima.
Mechayiv
from Zaynus. Socha behemah v'chosma v'dosh v'leikah mishal l'bayah abar par l'kashim v'zgob mishal mishas mishicha nischai b'mizoynus. But the nischai mizoynus is the whole time when it's working, you can't muzzle.
It's like an extra meal. So
the chiyuv mizoynus
starts now, but it's
nisyachas back. The Mechayiv starts with the mishicha. The b'poyol gzela is with the Chasima. But the Mechayiv starts on Meshicha. And the Kimla Rabbine is a din in the Mechayiv, and then Mechayiv comes from the Meshicha, and the male is not Kimla Rabbine.
He's not transgressing his whatever, either the Upmach or the Lav, only until he muzzles it. In Rav Papa, he seems to be separating the two.
He's separating the Mechayiv. You also chayiv for so even if you give him a meal before, I guess if you give him dalet kavim, that's what he takes for a day. But if you didn't give him the dalet kavim, you mechuyev to feed him, or you mechuyev to let him eat, even during the malacha. But you can't tell me it's kimli rabbi minei because the mechayev was before the chasima. Masha enkein, the Gemara held.
But that's not what he was transgressing. That his action to transgress.
Malchus a moment. The malchus is zikha for the chasima. The shayla is when the moment comes. So if Papa holds the moment, the mechayev is the meshicha, and the stam the Gemara, and the other two terutzim hold, the mechayev for the moment is the chasima, and in male fact the Gemara, it is kimlei b'drabi minei. Now, So the first tariff of the Gemara is, and again, Tana Rabbanan Chayson Parvei Dash Balaik Misham Dal Kavin Lepar Gimel Kal Laomer. For I didn't like a Mishalim. It's Kimle Abinay. Amar Abaye Hamani Reb Meir here, so no problem because he owes like a Mishalim. Now let's get back to Rava. Rava Amar Esnan Aser Teira Vafilu Ba Al Imay. So again, Rava is saying a chiddush that lechura Esnan is only an Esnan if there's a mechayiv to give the Esnan. But if you give a matana, there's no mechayiv to give the Esnan. So Rav is bothered with a big problem. So how could you be an Esnan if you're Baal Imoy? It's Kimlei the Rabbi Minei. Because the Esnan, you're mechayiv b'shas chiris. Just like if I rent a car, I have to pay for it. So if you rent the biyah, you also have to pay for it, and that's what an esnan is. An esnan is a schiris of the biyah, and that's why it's mius. So, but the esnan is chayev b'shas biyah. When in person, she's giving you the biyah, and you're giving her the esnan. If the biyah can't be mechayev you the esnan, that's not an esnan, that's a matana. So, Frank de Gemara, how could it be? What?
It's not some stuff, so separating the two.
No, we're not going to Papa, we're going to first mandom. No, the Papa is the next Eretz. Again. First round. Nachma. Turn around, Bona, Chesun, Papa, Lashon, 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 at the same time. Hayin, Lake, Mishalim, Omar, Bayom, and Yom, Mehi. Rava, Omar, Esnan, Satar, Fil, Balima. Rav, Papa, Omar, Mishas, Mishich, Chaim, and Zayin, Smuki, Loki, Achas, Chasima. So Papa splits it up. But the Tana, the Stam, the Gemara, and Rava held the same time, because he held the Chasima as Mechayiv in the Schiris of the moment, and he's bothered with Kasha. I, how can you be Chayiv? It's Ein, Lake, Mishalim. So he says, no, I have a Pshat, because Esnan, Satar, Fil, Balima, which is big problem. Why is Esnan, Satar, Fil, Balima? I lechayr not chayiv. It's only matana. So the machlokes we show you how to learn here. Rashi learns. Let's see Rashi. Rav am esnan asatzayah fil balimoy v'nosn latzne be esnan esnan he v'asul lekarbon the esnan stomach siv loishne imoy loishne pnuye afogav di tovle bedina kamon tenli esnani loy mechayvinale da kimle v'drabimine. Still, kiyavi nilei esnan hu alma afila b'makom misa nami roma tashlumim alei ela she'en koyach lo ein shei b'shtayim av yidei shomayim lo yotza ad she yishalim di'i lo roma tashlumim alei kiyav nilei mihavi esnan matana ba'alma hu di'yohiv lei. So Rashi says a new concept, which is, we're not going into, it's a hard concept, that Kimlei b'rabinei just means that Bezdin can't force you to pay. But Dei Shemayim Yerchayev, and Memela has a Shem Esnan, because in the B'Dei Shemayim Yerchayev. What? It's not Damatana. Now, this is a hard concept. If I remember correctly, if Shach once gave a shir on this, what does it mean that you're Chayev? It's not Amidus Chasidus. It means Yerchayev. If you're chayiv, why can't Bezim chayiv you? What are the two things here? What does the Dei Shemayim mean? Dei Shemayim means that if it means stam you'll be a chassid, then it won't be an esnan. It means there's a chayiv. So what does that mean that you're chayiv Dei Shemayim? Okay, we're not going into that. V'gabi chayisim nami, tashlumim rami alei, el she'en kayach Bezim lunch b'shnayim, v'kivin derami tashlum alei, lo yatzadei chivosoi, achi yishalim, inami, itofis lo mafkinamenei. Tfisa helps. So in mail, the Gemara is saying a new Yisoid in Kimler Abinei, which is all over. Anytime you come to Kimler Abinei, you'll notice Yisoid, that Kimler Abinei just means that Bezin can't be Mechayev you, but it doesn't mean you're not Chayev, and number one, you're Chayev, let's say, Zidei Shemayim. Number two, if he's Typhus, then it helps, even though Bezin can't be Mechayev you. That's our rationale in the Gemara. The Rishonim and Shita Mekubetz is learned like this, and this has to do with what we were speaking about before. The Rishonim say, the Meiri says, that the reason Esnan Baal Imoy, Esnan Asa Tayah Fil Baal Imoy, because Kimloi Rabine only potters a chi of Einish. But if you make a business deal, Bishas Yimachal Shabbos, the Kimloi Rabine is not going to potter up the chi of you have from business, because that's not an Einish, that's a Chayshin Mishpat. And in Mela, we see the Miri learns that Esnan Asa Torah Fila Baal Imoy, that you have to give the Esnan is not a Risha. It's not an Oynish. If a person is Mechal Shabbos and he steals, That's an oynish. But if you make a business deal while you're b'mechal Shabbos, the mechil Shabbos of Kiyav Misa won't potter up the business deal because that's not an oynish. So the reason Esnan Asa Torah feel bal imoy is because Esnan is not a Risha, Esnan is a Mechayev in Schiris. She gave you the Bia and you have to pay for it. And that's what the Shem Esnan is Chal, and there you don't say Kimlei Rabbinei on that, because you don't say Kimlei Rabbinei only on Oinshim, but not on Chiyuvim, Bein Adel Mechaveri. That's how he says. Achach meitzarfat in pishu after dini adam yuchay b'dini adam v'daitem shaloi nemar ein adam meisu mishalom or loike mishalom el b'tashlumei nizokin aval tashlumen haboim derech psak v'tznai kegoin esnan uschirus paro shechasimasa v'isur chasimasa b'chlal haschirus. So that's why the Rambam puts in Hilchos Schiris, because in Achinami, Reb Chaim is right, his raya is a muchach, that the Isser Chasima is not a Schus Momen, but because of the Isser Chasima, in the Schiris licked, that you have to let my behemah, I'm also not be chosim, but I don't have to pay myself. But because I'm taking your behemah and the schiris is mechayiv mitzad the iser not to be choysim, and if I'm choysim, I'm over the schiris, I frek the gemara ain't adam like a mishalim, ain't adam like a mishalim, that doesn't pass to like he says, derech tznai upsak, derech psak v'tznai, kigoin esnan, uschiris parish echasimosa, asura v'isr chasimosa, b'chal haschiris, hareza mesu mishalm leka mishalm. So that's where the Rava is coming to explain to you. You should know that the whole premise of the kasha is not right. You're asking me, ain't leka mishalm, because mishum mishachas adam echayva, yitom echayva, mishum shtei rishuyas. That's only if you're chay because of a risha, you did gezel, or you did any something else, but if you're chay because of a business deal, a schirus, there is no kimlei rabinei, and vibal there's no kimlei b'derabiminei. So there we say that gals is no kimlei rabinei. There we say that there's.
It's like two different actions.
No, not two different actions. It's two. It's not a chiyuv. The kimlei am paters. Kimlei am paters is like the pasuk says. Kidei rishasoi. The Torah is not mechayiv you to einshim. But Esnan, you're not chayiv to give the Esnan because an oynish. You're not chayiv because you did something bad. You're chayiv because of schiris.
Don't supply like mashal.
Mashal, you want to you steal. Stealing is an oynish. Kefil and Karen is an oynish. It's not a business deal. It's a chiv atoyra. So then you have to pay. Or Adam Zoyimim. Rashi is Adam Zoyimim. Adam Zoyimim lie, and they have to pay kasher zamam. So the Torah is mechayiv them in an oynish. Torah is mechayiv you in gezel. Chav dal avos nezikim. Those are all. But if you make b'shash, you make a kinyan suder. You mechal Shabbos. That's what it means. There is no kimei abinei, and that's why it has a shem esnan, because it's not chayiv the esnan b'toras oynish. You chayiv the esnan b'toras tznai of business. And any schiris is like that, and that's what the Gemara is saying according to the Meiri and other Rishonim, that just like esnan as the Torah feel about imoy, Jones say kimei abinei when the business deal is the deal. So you don't say kimei abinei also on chasima, because in others. It's only, I think, could be it's only with Reb Chaim. Without Reb Chaim, could be it's Taka is a Gezel, it is an Oynish Nikadin, that maybe you would say Kimur Avernei. But we bowed, the Torah didn't give him a schus in the Etzem Zoynis. It's only because it's in the Schirus that, because you're not allowed to muzzle, therefore there's a Schirus is you're going to pay. Therefore, there's no kimlei rabinei, and therefore that's what Gemara means. Esnan asatara afilu b'olima. Moedik abshad from Nishayim. Shaloi nemar ein adam meis misham o leg misham b'tashlumen nizokin. Al tashlumen aboyin der psak v'tznai kigoyin esnan v'schirus shechasimasa asur v'isur chasimasa b'chal haschirus hareza meis mishalim v'loikum mishalim. Now, there's one other place. I'm sure you guys remember it from Bava Kamma. The Gemara says, "Esnan Asa Torah Afilu Bal Imoy Bava Kamma Daf Ayin Amar Beis." Right, Bava Kamma came before us. Right, so there the Gemara is speaking about a case that you were going of a toivach, going of umoicha on Shabbos. And the Gemara says that you, if you moicher, so the Gemara says, you chayv dal vehei. The Gemara speaks about how could you be chayv dal vehei if you threw the behema from Meshus HaRabim into his chotzer. The Gemara says you should be potter because of kimler abimineh. So the Gemara says, no, eslan asatayra afilu ba'alimayim. So according to the Meiri, there also it's very good because the kasha was the mechira shouldn't be chal because the mechira was b'chal Shabbos. When I threw the behemah into your chotzer, I'm mechal Shabbos from haitzah from Meshus HaRabim to Meshus HaYochid. So in fact, the Gemara, how can we chayv dal vehei? It's kimle abinei. And for the Gemara, these are two places the Gemara says, eslan asatayra afilu ba'alimayim. So like the Meiri, the Gemara means that the mechira is chal because you can't pater up the mechira with kimle abinei. And we bad, you can't pater up the mechira kimle abinei, comes out, it's sold. If it's sold, you chayv dal vehei.
That becomes a circular question.
That's a separate question.
If the mechira doesn't happen, like it becomes a circular problem. If the mechira doesn't happen, then it's not
al-vehei.
No, the
al-vehei,
then it's not
chayav.
Which is the chase, it's
ten. No, so the answer is there is the mechira is chal because there's no kimra abinei. Once the mechira is chal, so you have the al-vehei.
So then you don't have a question of
kimra abinei
anymore.
Why? Now, the worst kasha was, Shabbos, there's no mechira. The answer is, Chilu Shabbos can't pater up business. It can't pater up kinyonim.
We're trying to apply this concept over there. Same.
Right. So that's the two places where the Gemara says, Eslan HaSatayra, Afil Bol Imay, that when there's no Chiyuvim, it's only Chiyuvay Torah that's Kimloy Marinay. Again, Rashi learns the new Yisoyed, Yechayv De Shemayim, and that's how Rashi learns over there also, which comes out. That's not really saying anything, just saying Chayv Dei Shemayim. According to Meiri, the Gemara is saying in New Yesoid that Kimler Abnei only paters when it's two Chiyuvim. But if it's a Pisuk Schirus, which is Chasima, which is Esnan, which is Dal Vehei, there you don't say that there's Kimler Abnei, because Kimler Abnei cannot make your business deal ois. When because it's not B'tayrus Oynish, it's B'tayrus Choshen Mishpat. In Chosh and Mishpat, Kimler Abinei plays no role.
But still, it's not still it's the same Shas, it's the Shas
Chasima. Shas Chasima, but there's no problem with Kimler Abinei.
Where do you say Kimler Abinei? What's the number?
Kezel, if you'll steal on Shabbos. Any Chav Dalav Zazikin, we're learning Suvis now, you have Kimler Abinei.
When you stab somebody, you're not going to pray for a shirt.
Right, Kohen Shirayim. Yeah, Kohen Shirayim. He steps, oh, you're Bechal Shabbos. You're not Mechuyiv to pray for a shirt, because that's a Chiyuvim. But if something is Alts the Chasima, or something is Alts the Schirus, or something is Alts the Esnan, that you don't say Kimra Aminei.
No,
why?
It's not a business deal that I'm making a deal with a person.
Yeah, Karen's also. It's a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv. The Torah, a goy also has that. It's not a business deal.
We have the kefil.
Karen also.
I have to pay back kefil from a gezel because the Torah says, not because I have his money.
No, it's not a business deal. The Torah was mechayev you in a zikin. I make up a chalip and I'm paying an esnan. That's a business deal. That's not a chiyuv. That's an oynish.
What's the case about Kama? What can you
do? So the case was that you said throw your behema into my chotzer, and the Gemara asks, the Gemara asks, you say Kimler Abinei. Now, Shalz, what the Kimler Abinei is on? Maybe we have to look up the Gemara, because if the Kimler Abinei is on the mechira, then it makes sense. Esnan asa to Torah filibol imoy. But lechayra, you could ask. I don't remember offhand. Why is no kimler abinei on the chi of dal vehei? because the Chiyuv Dal Vehei comes at the same time as the Mechira. The way I remember, I didn't look it up now, but the Gemara says on that, Esnana Sotoya Fil Bol Imoy, that the Mechira is Chal. And therefore the Mechira is Chal, because it's only a business deal. Now you have a new problem, which offhand I don't remember, that why don't we say Kimler Abine on the Chiyuv Dal Vehei? Because the Chiyuv Dal Vehei comes also Bishas Mechira, and that's Nezakin.
Saying the
Mechira
is not
Chal. No, we're saying the Mechira is Chal, because no Kimmel Yamani on the Mechira. But who cares no Kimmel Yamani on the Mechira? Why don't you say it's Kimmel Yamani on the Dal Vehei? What?
You have to have the Bon Kachas in order to go and do Kimmel Yamani, right? So then how
are
you...
Okay, I remember. Yeah, you haven't seen Gemara. Yeah, you haven't seen Gemara. Bava Kamai and Hey, you go home, you look up the Gemara, and you'll see how it stems. Okay, we'll stop here.